before I went back and looked at this again. We've been talking about from 1 John why these things are written, and to recap real quick tonight, the four lessons that we've had so far was the reasons these things were written, that we may have joy, that we mentioned this morning, that we need the joy in our life. Christians need to be happy. The second lesson in the second week, we talked about living the pure life. The third week, we talked about having the right relationships. The first in being with God and Satan and the Word of God, and then each other, the relationships that we have with each other. And then this morning we talked about the reason they were written is that we would have access to the truth. And then tonight we want to finish this series of lessons, and I think and I hope that this will tie it all in together, that John wrote these things so that the children might know that they have eternal life. You know, one of my favorite passages is found in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. I've got it highlighted and marked in my Bible. It's Jesus talking to us. And when I read it to you here in just a minute, I want you to think about it. I want you to think about the words and think about that this is Jesus' words. And think about what it means to us. When we think about knowing or I write, or I have written, I've said that several times, that 1 John is mentioned many times in the book of 1 John. I write these things because of this. And then also, if you remember the other word that we used some 40 times in the book of 1 John, is know, K-N-O-W, that you know these things. And as Bible students, as Christians, as we read the Bible, hopefully we take the words that we read and we apply them to our lives, that we bring them into us and we think about them, and then we can have that assurance. Listen to what Jesus says. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." When we think about the assurance that we need, or that we want to have, how much assurance do you have, or do I have? John wrote these things so that we could know. Both are in our lesson text tonight. I write and also know. Our lesson text is taken from 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. It says, "These things I have written," there's our word, "I've written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God," listen to this, "that ye may know." There's our other word, some 40 times, "that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Men, people, we need assurance. I'm not recommending anybody go watch what I'm fixing to say, but we've got a TV in the bedroom and we've got Netflix, and I was going through the channels, and this afternoon I was laying there across the bed, and I watched this before. There's a series that's on it called Lock Up or Hard Time or Prison Time. There's a lot of different ones, and I don't remember which one I was watching today. But they interview prisoners. And the one I was watching today, and this person had been in the system, as he called it, since he was 13 years old, and I believe he said he was 38. And he was making the statements like, "I know I will die in prison." The people that was interviewing him was asking him when he was scheduled to be released, and I forgot what he said, it was a few years. But they kept interviewing him, and he said, "But I keep getting in trouble." He didn't say it that nice, but "I get in trouble." So he gets sent to a different part of the prison, and he gets put in a cell by himself. He sits in a cell by himself for 23 hours a day, and they let him out on the yard to get exercise for 1 hour a day. And he does that by himself. He gets in a cage, and he can walk back and forth about the size of a normal bathroom. in a person's house. And that's his life. And as they were going through the show today, this particular person got in trouble again. He got in a fight. They went back and they interviewed him. He was bloody and busted up and all the different things. And they asked him why he kept getting in trouble, having to be sent to the less popular part of jail, for lack of a better way of saying it. And he made this statement, if I can remember it and give it to you, I think you'll get the meaning of it. He said, there's 24 hours in a day. There's 7 days in a week. There's 365 days in a year. He said, it's just time. I don't care how I spend it. And when he said that, I thought to myself, y'all, I said, that has got to be the bottom. That's got to be the bottom. To the point that a person looks at their life and they says, I do not care how I spend my time. I can either be in general population, is what he was getting at, or I can be put in a hole by myself. It doesn't matter. It's just time. What is it that a person looks for? What is it that a person hopes for? How do you find happiness if you're there? Has not been a funeral that I preached since 2012 that I've not read this passage. Paul told Timothy, I am now ready to be offered. And here's the word the guy used today, Charlie. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I've done my best. I've lived my life. I know that there is a place, a mansion that we read a few minutes ago, a crown waiting on me because I have lived, I have spent my time on this earth serving God. And that's what Paul was telling Timothy. But if you look at how man needs the assurance, life on earth is brief. James chapter 4, a verse you know. James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14 says, go to now that you say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Now what's he talking about? He's talking about making plans. He's talking about thinking about what's going on in your life, thinking about where you're going, and we have to have goals, we have to have plans. But then he jumps right into verse 14 and says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor. It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. Time keeps on going. So when we think about the assurance and we think about the need that John saw that we needed to be able to read these things, and the reason he wrote these things is that we need the assurance, but we have to understand that life is brief. It does matter how we spend our time. The second thing I think is worth noticing is that life on earth is very, very uncertain. I mean, just look at our lives here. They change. We can have plans. I think about my dad at this time. Things can be turned around, and you make plans with part of your family, then all of a sudden that person is gone. Listen to what we read in Proverbs 27, verse 1. It says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We don't know from the time we get up until the time we go to bed what's going to happen in that day. And then in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it tells us that death is a fact, and it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. What we need more than anything is the assurance. There's a song, I think it's number 24. You're welcome to turn there. I don't have a book, nor will I lead it. But the name of the song is Blessed Assurance. we like that concept. We like that thought. As Christians, I don't know what you're going to do tonight when we get out from here and you go home, but I hope I know one of the last things you'll do when you, before you go to bed, that you'll pray to God. That you will thank Him for the opportunity that we had to worship Him and to study from His Word today and partake of the Lord's Supper and remember that sacrifice, remember that death, but thank Him for that assurance that we have of Him. You know, the assurance that we're talking about is not, it's built upon God's Word. And it's revealed in the Bible. It doesn't come from human philosophy. It doesn't come from psychiatrists. It does not come from politicians. It don't come from dreams. It don't come from visions that we have on this earth. It comes from God's Word. To appreciate the five lessons, I think, that we've had in the book of 1 John and the assurance and the reason these things are written, it goes back to a couple words. I write. John said, I write these things so that you'll know. I don't know how many of y'all have thought about these lessons. I don't know how many of you would say, I knew that. But if you think about the five titles of the lessons anyway, the happiness, the pure life, the relationships and the truth that we have and the assurance that we have, it makes up so much of the core of a Christian, or at least our heart and where we stand. I found a poem. I think I'm pronouncing the name right. Vanna Ray. It says, vainly we seek after men for guiding light, or in dreams for a heavenly call. Man of himself cannot set his soul aright, so it's the back to the Bible for it all. We start, hopefully, with our life. Going to Bible class, going to Bible school, going to vacation Bible school, and hopefully our parents is stressing to us the need that we have to carry our Bible, to read our Bible, to understand our Bible. And then as we get older, it seems like as we go off to school and we start our jobs, the world starts to give us more pressure and pressure each day. We get other people's philosophies, other people's ideas, other people's teachings, and sometimes it gets cloudy. Only to go back to the Word of God. When we have doubt in our life, where do we go? We go to God's Word. Because John said, you know. By the Scriptures. And tonight you can know with all assurance that you have a home in heaven. If we've been faithful to God, we've been obedient to God, we've lived our life according to God's teaching, there's no reason to doubt that we have a home in heaven. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, let us encourage you with the invitation.